My name is Hoppy. I'm just your average everyday plush animal bunny. I have pink fur, big cute eyes, long fluffy ears, and a colorful bow tie. My body is full of fluff called polyfill. You can find me at the store and can even buy me for $8.99. The point of my existence is to make some child somewhere very happy. That's what I was made for. Oh, and I'm not really alive. Not in the way most people are alive. I can't talk. I can't move. I can only think and feel. I can't feel pain, so children can squeeze me as hard as they want. But I'll still feel it, and that's okay. This was always my purpose. I just want to make some kid happy. That is to say, I wanted to. Something has happened that I still don't understand. All I can do is think about it, so that's what I'm doing. You see, I was bought today by an adult. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just the way he looked at me. It was kind of weird. It was a chubby raccoon. He said his name was Ricky. I guess he's just going to give me to his son or nephew or something. I'm just feeling kind of strange. It was the way he looked at me and squeezed me. And I think he drooled a little. Is that how an adult is supposed to act? I don't know. When he took me home, I noticed there were a lot of other plushies all over the place. At first, this made me happy, but it kind of looked like many of them were kind of dirty. This is when I first realized that I probably would not be given to a child. I belonged to Ricky. I was part of his collection. I worried that I was going to become dirty like the rest of them. Some of them even seemed to have, holes in them. For now, Ricky put me down with the others. Plushies can't really talk to one another, but we can feel each other's emotions. There were a lot of mixed emotions. Some were sad, some were confused, some were strangely euphoric. It felt like nobody knew exactly how to feel. I guess the feeling's mutual. I wonder what will happen to me.